Yes, yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn a Nice Little Show. If you don't know, now you know. You know what I'm saying? If you're new here, you know what I'm saying? It's the Earn a Nice Little Show. We ask that you like, rate, share, subscribe, video and audio. We are available, you know what I'm saying, on all major podcast platforms and also YouTube if you listen to us on the audio. Let's get into the pod the way we normally get into the pod, man. How was your week? How was your weekend?
Everything was going great. Know what I mean? For us, man, I appreciate all the support we get, know what I mean? All the love we, y'all been showing us, all the plays, all the views, know what I mean? Like I said, man, please continue to subscribe, know what I mean? Wherever you listen to us at. You know, the audio, know what I mean? Whether it's, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, know what I mean? Just please subscribe. Wherever you listen to us at, subscribe. And please, know what I mean? We haven't forgot that a lot of y'all may not listen to us on the major. Please, know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all say that y'all listen to us more than one time. So please, another one of those times, listen, please listen, do us that favor. Listen to us on the major, whether it's audio or, you know what I mean, YouTube or something like that. But we do need y'all to subscribe, rate, review. Please continue to comment. Like I said, man, that live that we had last Wednesday, man, we appreciate y'all. We got a million views in like 24 hours, in like a day, we got like a million views on that. And that was just amazing, man. I can't thank y'all enough for that. And we can't, like, things that's like, it kind of like, still kind of like trying to slow us up a little bit. So I know a lot of y'all be commenting and we just don't see the comments. You know what I mean? You know, like usually when people go live, you see like a live chat. We don't see no live chat. You see what I'm saying? So that's why some of y'all be commenting and then we don't see a lot of the comments. Majority, probably 99.9% of the comments we don't see. Mm. So, you know what I mean? Because most of the time when most people go live on YouTube, they see it's a live chat. We don't see no live chat, so. But man, y'all still supporting regardless, man. At the end of the day, the views is what count the most. Not that we don't appreciate y'all commenting and all that. We love to be able to comment, go back and forth with y'all. You know what I mean? Interact with y'all like that, but they kind of like still kind of messing with us or whatever, playing with us with that. But it don't matter. At the end of the day, y'all supporting. That's the views. Can't nobody stop that. Can't nobody deny that. So on, like I said, man, we appreciate that. But I would like to say today I did get some messed up news, though, know what I mean? About my friend Ebony that I had on here a few times. Know what I mean? That a lot of y'all like listening to her, know what I mean? Y'all love her. Unfortunately, her situation did, know what I mean, kind of like, she kind of like got the worst of the situation to where, know what I mean, she's now incarcerated. So, as I get more information, know what I mean, I'm going to let y'all know how, like, the people that might, y'all might want to write her, y'all might want to donate to her. So, I'm going to get that, I'm going to keep in contact with her people when I get that information for y'all. So for the people that might want to reach out to her, because, man, I just got the news today. I haven't heard from her since last week. You know what I mean? When she said she had to go back to Maryland, you know what I mean, to go to court. I ain't heard from her since. So, and then I finally got a response. I got a response from a family member and told me that, unfortunately, they didn't let her come back. They didn't, you know what I mean? They didn't give her no time, you know what I mean, get ready up, come back and turn herself. They kind of just, they basically kept her. So right now she is incarcerated. So like I said, when I get the information, I'm gonna let y'all know, people that might want to write her, people might want to help her out, send her money. Cause right now, the hardest thing is she got little kids and that kind of makes it hard to where it's, you're not even in the same state. You know what I mean? She locked up in a whole different state. So like I said, I mean, I get the information, I let the people know. People that might want to write her, people might want to send her something, people might want to send money, might want to send anything. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna let y'all know that. And I mean, as I get that information, but you know, that's it, man. Just thank y'all for the love and support, man. And I actually, when I put the information up there for her, please, you know, support her. Now, I mean, a little bit go a long way. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's $5.
Yeah, you know? Right. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? And I know in certain facilities that tablets are available. You know what I'm saying, for the inmates to, you know, still have some type of connection with the outside world. So, you know what I mean? Ebony, if you're watching, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up, you know what I'm saying? You know, stay safe, stay, you know what I mean? Protected, you know what I mean? And productive. So when you come out, I mean, you know, the platform will still be there for you to come out and tell your story. You know what I'm saying? But let us get into what we're going to get into. I didn't even see what you put on the sign that day.
WTF.
There you go. Man, what do you know? That's, listen, it's a mouthful. WTF, because what we're about to get into definitely is... Is this the new norm now?
It might be, man, because, you know what I mean? We just talking about the people that get caught.
Right, right.
We ain't, you know what I mean? This got to be going on every day.
Right. Well, you know what I mean? Just so y'all know, what we talking about right now is the phenomenon of the teachers having relationships with the students, intimate relationships, you know what I'm saying, with the students, which is the new phenomenon now, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't going on when I was in school. Trust me, I probably, if I had a teacher that I thought was attractive, one in a million, you know what I mean? I'm going to tell you like that.
Oh, how the fuck, what the fuck? We might start this whole joint over again. Because if that shit wasn't down, that means that shit wasn't probably recorded.
Damn, why was it like that, then?
I don't fucking know.
All right, fuck it. You know what? Let me pause this. Yeah, I'm saying, like we were saying, man, this is the new phenomenon now. The teachers having relationships with the students seem like, you know what I mean? Like I said, when we was kids, it was like one in a million you had a teacher that you thought was attractive. Mm. The teachers was your mom age. Now the teachers is damn near, well, we can't really say that because the teachers your mom age and the moms is that age. You know what I mean? The moms got younger and the teachers got younger with the moms. So I can't even really use that as an example because... You know what I mean? Shit, your mom be like 20, your mom be 20, 30 something years old dropping you off. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just the phenomenon now is that these teachers, you know, is it because these teachers spend so much time, you know what I mean, within the curriculum and just working that they have a liking to the kids that they're around? Because, like, what outside life do you figure that they have and shit?
I have no clue. Because some of this stuff right here is just like, It's like, oh my, hold on. Mm. Where I got the joint at, man?
You got some shit saved? Some audio you want to play or something?
No.
Okay, I'm about to say.
I ain't going
to
play the audio because I don't know how it's going to go. Like, then a lot of stuff. Okay, 23-year-old Alyssa and...
They said the name.
Ziggler. No, this is...
Dude, on social media?
Dude, this is public record at this point, dog. Right, you know what I mean? Dude, they got handcuffed like she fucking Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, shit.
Or something like that. The way they're handcuffed, I mean, all that look. Hit with sex charges for posing as a teenager to have sex with 12 to 15-year-old boys.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? She wasn't a teacher. She pretended to be a little girl.
Damn.
Ziggler was arrested last November for allegedly engaging in at least 30 sexual acts with a middle school student.
The woman
would pretend to be a homeschool 14-year-old girl online to meet up with young boys.
Mm.
Ziggler is being arrested for a second time as four new victims have come forward. She had a relationship with one of the boys from May 2023 through September 2023, who believed she was 14 the whole time.
That's crazy.
The Tampa, Florida woman would allegedly told him that she had relationships with other young boys too in the past. Then it says this is statutory rape, not sex. Yeah, we've been talking about statutory rape. You know how Twitter like, huh?
No, that's manipulation.
Man, that joint look crazy. Like, that look crazy the way they got it chained up. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. She all right.
Yo, listen, bro. Listen. Listen.
Body on anything. Oh,
she talking about she 14 online. He meet up. That's a grown ass. It's a grown woman.
Right. I'm being a drink. Like, I'm 14. Like, you don't gotta lie. I still want to fuck. You don't gotta lie. I know you a grown woman. Yo, because I ain't gonna front. You don't gotta lie to no little boys. Little boys don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, you know what I mean, I ain't want you to say no because I'm a grown man, I'm a grown woman. Little boy's like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I didn't care about that. Damn, but that's crazy, yo.
Yeah, that one is wild. Now, I mean, hearing that one is wild. I don't even like.
But the thing that's throwing me off about this is that these women is attractive, though, dog. Like, you wouldn't have an issue. It wouldn't be an issue for you to get a man your age. Y'all some attractive women. Dude.
She probably couldn't walk down the street without somebody trying to talk to her, trying to get her phone number.
You are an attractive woman. Why are you, like, you know what I mean, putting yourself in that type of position, subjecting yourself to that
to it. You know what I mean? Nah, man, that's wild.
Yeah, yeah, that one right there. She wasn't a teacher, but she pretended to be a little kid online, and then, you know, when you meet up with the boys,
right?
When you boys realize she a grown woman, they probably realize she a grown woman.
They don't
like,
care.
Like you said,
they don't care.
That's even better,
right?
And they mind, and a kid mind, that's even better.
I'm in the motherfucking joint like this motherfucker going back and forth to 2 to 8 day. He bringing F still home. What the fuck is y'all doing over there? He had the tutor all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yo, what are you doing over there? Dog, that's wild. Yeah, these.
Right.
Then, these women is predators, man.
Got another one. Is there an epidemic in our school? 6 female teachers were arrested in a span of 2 days for having sex with students, including a Kentucky staffer who had a train ran on her by a pair of 16-year-old boys. Ellen Shell, 38, of Danville, was charged with having sex with teens on 2 separate occasions. Arkansas educator Heather Hare, was 32, was charged with having a sexual relationship with a teen student and is now facing a first-degree felony assault rape.
Mm.
Oklahoma teacher Emily Hancock, 26, was also arrested after local police were tipped off to her relationship with a student. Kristen Gant, 36, an English teacher at a Catholic high school in Des Moines, Iowa, was added to the tally for having sex with a teen student 5 times inside and outside her school.
Ain't nothing to do with Des Moines, but fuck. Yo, my bad. Yo, my God. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yo, it's so wild.
Yo, my bad. Go ahead, dog.
I can't even say this other chick name. I ain't even going to try to pronounce her goddamn name. But in Virginia, 33, a teacher at James Madison High School was also nabbed for sex with a student over the course of several months.
Mm.
Finally, a Pennsylvania javelin coach had sex with a 17-year-old boy she coached.
That's crazy.
Hannah Marr, 26, was arrested after police learned she had engaged in a sexual relationship with a Northampton area high school track and field athlete. Will it ever end? No.
That's what it said at the end.
Will it ever end?
All right. You know what's crazy? Whoever snitched on them teachers, them motherfuckers is mad as shit. You snitch bitch motherfucker.
See, with the comments, people don't take it nothing seriously, though.
No, we don't.
You know what I mean? People in the comments are some, them kids tearing their asses up. What? Yeah, what? Yo, what? Hey, yo. Talking about some weird was this epidemic when I was a kid. Yo, I'm sorry, yo.
Nah.
See, but that's part of the problem because it's funny. Now, I mean, it's funny because grown men with young boys. If it was the other way around,
we
ready to kill shit.
Everybody getting
killed.
But throw that motherfucker under the jail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You right. It's definitely different outlooks on it, man.
Yeah.
But
man,
you know why we say that though? Cause I ain't gonna front. As a young boy, we ain't gonna be affected by that. Like that shit ain't gonna fuck you up.
How you know that?
Dog, come on, let's just we talking our truths on this joint. You been through some shit like that, right? You a productive grown man right now, dog. Like we ain't gonna act like, yo, like you in the joint, you gotta go through the therapy session like when I was 16 and then they touched me. That shit ain't fucking you up to the point like that. You know what I mean? You a productive adult, dog. Like full on a girl aspect, we don't know what that might do to her. That shit might fuck her up mentally. But shit, young boys, we look for type of action like that. Motherfucker out here with his head on a swivel, you know what I'm saying? He looking for the teacher to do some type of shit like that. Bring home F's and D's all fucking report period. Yeah, man. So, you know what I mean? Like, do you think that shit affected you? I'm not talking about relationship-wise. I'm talking about just being a productive adult.
Teacher arrested by the FBI after making 28 sex tapes with 8th grade student.
Mm. Damn, with one boy, one dude. She did 28 of them joints. He's a monster. This nigga since 40 years old ain't fucked 28 times. Nigga, like
exactly.
Dog. I'm just saying, like, 28 times and shit, and you got the recordings? Damn, I mean, she going back watching that shit. Something. Man, that's wild, yo. That's wild, man. I mean, where do you think this shit stem from, though? Because it just popped up. Like, it's just something that just happened.
I mean, it probably always been going on, but it's just more people being
caught. You think that shit always been going on with the teachers that we had? The way they look, you think that shit always
you
been
weren't
going
about,
on?
You talking about, you hung up on looks.
Because see a majority of these teachers.
Just because you may have had unattractive teachers.
Yeah.
That don't mean every teacher was unattractive. It was some decent looking teachers. They wasn't all looking like no senior citizens or nothing like that. You hung up on the look.
But that's what it is.
That was just your experience.
Right.
That could have been just you. It could have been teachers all over the place that looked good. Now, I mean, I remember some teachers that was decent looking women.
Man, I don't know. I ain't seen none of them.
Yeah, you just ain't had that type of luck probably.
Yeah, well, maybe I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Unlucky me.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Yeah, all right, your teacher didn't look like no cheerleader. She could be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
No, I ain't had
your
that.
Teacher looked like Mother May I, man. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the lady on the pancake syrup drink.
You know what I mean? Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mrs. Buttersworth. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I mean, the look is part of it, though. Because, I mean, like, since the epidemic popped up, can you point out a teacher, you like, damn, she ain't attractive? The look is part of it. You know what I mean? That's the bragging aspect that these kids run back to their friends with. I mean, that's why you get caught. If the teacher, if you just doing it, but the teacher, you don't run back and tell your friends, y'all was sleeping with, man, Miss Gladys. I'm like, Miss Gladys? The fuck? The aspect of you running back and getting caught because y'all telling everybody. That's how motherfuckers getting caught. You so excited that you did this shit. And you know what I'm saying? She might have been, you know, you puppy love, puppy dog love and shit. And you telling all your friends. And that shit getting all around the school because you was like, damn, I never thought. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. I just slept with Miss Such and Such. So, you know what I mean? That's an aspect of it. That's a part of it, too. Shit. Because trust me, you know what I'm saying? The teacher not saying nothing. So the teacher ain't saying nothing. The students got to be the one going back and bragging to their friends about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? That shit crazy, man.
Mm. But,
That's a young age for a woman to just grab a motherfucker at, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? 12, you said 12 to 15 was one of them Jones. That's young. I'm still in the house looking at Power Rangers at 12 to 15. You know what I'm saying? These 12-year-old boys now ruin a 12-year-old me. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm in the house watching Saturday Night Cartoons. They out here getting into action. They really doing shit. So the time frame is different, man.
Yeah, man. I just, like I said, I don't know if it's just, more of it is just more people just getting caught. It might have always been like this, and just more people are getting caught. I don't know. Like it just seems like very, very disturbing to me. Like I said, you know what I mean? Even the times that I was aware of things going on, like I said, when you found out something like this was going on, it didn't make the news. It was just like you just didn't see that teacher no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So some
school,
of the time.
School ain't with that stain on it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Man or woman. You know what I mean? You just didn't see that. So, like I said, man.
Which could be the result of why this shit is like this now. Maybe they should have been exposing this shit. Maybe motherfuckers would have seen that and understood the risks and the dangers of doing it. And probably wouldn't risk their jobs or risk their livelihood by doing it because they seen so many other people's getting caught. If you don't see the risks or the danger in it, then you like, I would attempt the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So them covering the shit up, that could be why this shit is so prevalent now. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you covering it up, it didn't stop nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You just trying to protect your name at the time because you might be the principal, you might be the dean at the school. You don't want the bad look on the community or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you at. So, like, don't tell nobody. Mum's the word. But the thing about it is that the person that did that shit, I'm pretty sure they run with, like you said, it was multiple females at one school, right?
I don't know.
All right, well, I'm pretty sure that, you know what I mean, if you do that, you probably talk to other people that do the same shit, because it's just hard for me to think that the thought was sparking your head like that and you don't have a conversation with somebody else. I'm pretty sure teachers talk to teachers. Female teachers talk to other female teachers, even if you ain't in the same school. You know what I mean? Y'all went to, you went to college, you know what I mean, for education to become a teacher, so you still attached to some of the people that you went to college with. You know what I mean? Certain things. So you talking to people across state, you know what I mean, that go to another school, they, you know what I mean, that work at another school that you just went to college with. You don't know what these motherfuckers is into.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, maybe they should have exposed it, you know what I mean, the harshness of it. Then maybe parents would know what to look out for. Because
mm-hmm.
what the fuck do you look out for? If, you know what I mean? If your child is just eager to go to school, you don't know why. He eager to go to school, he bring home F's and D's all day.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck are you excited for? So yeah, man, hiding shit ain't help nothing. Hiding it didn't help it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that right there is like, I'm like, it's a lot of, like I said, the shit would be, it'll probably be way, I mean, these women are being arrested and all that, but mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just they're getting caught more, and I don't know if it's more women than men, so chances are it's going to be more women teachers than male teachers, but it kind of seems like you don't see this happening as much as men. You don't hear about it as much as men having female students as still female teachers with boys.
Yeah, because the way that we look at it in society, you know, I'm pretty sure some freak dudes in there that got the urge, but because of how it was looked at in society, you know, I'm gonna get thrown under the jail.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't act on these urges that I got. I'm pretty sure some freak dudes in there, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying, walking around with these girls or whatever, but you like, I don't even want to afford to act on, you know what I'm saying, these urges that I got, because
mm-hmm.
they gonna crucify me. So yeah, you know what I mean, The risk is outraised the reward for on their aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I mean, that right there, I kind of like, man. Dudes. I mean, yeah, but what I'm saying, I'm trying to think. I remember one time that it was a rumor. I was in high school that one of the teachers, it was a male teacher though,
mm-hmm.
was messing around with one of the female students.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't see him no more.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the reason, I mean, that's what the rumor, whatever was that was going around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just didn't see him no more. It wasn't on the news. It wasn't on nothing. I never know what happened to him. We ain't never seen him again after that. The female student eventually came back to school, popped back up at school.
Mm-hmm.
But then she got pulled back out of school, I guess. I don't know if they ended up switching schools because she was gone for a few weeks, then came back, and then after that was gone. So I don't know if they, parents or whoever, that's what made me think it might have been true, because I guess they felt like, well, it'd probably be best if she just switched schools or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I said, that wasn't like, oh, he got arrested and it was on the news. Now, I mean, it was in the news, especially now. And then plus back when I was school, we talking about the 90s back then.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like then where everybody had a phone, and now, I mean, the information, the internet and all that wasn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, because I'm trying to figure out, was it always like I said, now, I mean, when I was growing up, now, I mean, it was some teachers that was attractive.
Mm-hmm.
It was some, you know what I mean? So it could have been always happening like that. And you just didn't know. Like I said, with technology, with people's phones, people ready to record stuff, more cameras being around. Has it always been like this? And we just didn't know because you barely ever heard about it because word didn't travel as fast because things didn't travel as fast without the, you know what I mean? Now everything, the whole world can know what's going on in some way part of the world because of the internet.
Right.
So I don't know if that's what it is or what, but it just seemed wild to me. And like I said, when you see pictures of some of these women, like I said, some of these women ain't bad looking.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Some of these women is not bad looking at all.
Right.
So I really don't get.
They say that the dating pool is very, very, very low.
And the dating pool ain't low. Especially if you're attractive, the dating pool may not be low. You may have to go through dating a few, not many people to find somebody. But if you're attractive, most men is shooting their shot. Most men are gonna say something to you. So yeah, now I mean you might have to pick through all that just because people walking up to you and it's actually to take you out, asking for your phone number and all that. I understand. You can't give everybody your phone number. You can't date everybody, but you know what I mean? Some of these women, especially some of these women that I just looked at and seen, they got arrested for it. I'm like, y'all look like y'all probably can't walk outside without somebody shooting a shot at you.
Mm-hmm.
So you gonna tell me that you can't find no man your age being attractive. You can't find nobody. I'm pretty sure you can't go outside without somebody smiling all up in your face and trying to get your phone number and trying to get to know you and all that.
Let me play devil's advocate, right? Because I hear what you're saying, right? I'm just going to play bad side of this shit. Now, what if you the female and you like, man, I done been through bullshit after motherfucker after bullshit after motherfucker, and I'm tired of going through this shit. You know what I'm saying? That could be something that's going on in your head, too. Like, not the fact that the dating pool is low, but the fact that you just horrible at picking out partners. You know what I'm saying? You pick out bullshit motherfuckers. Now, it's kind of hard to say that all of the women that's doing it is doing that shit, but shit, some of that, yeah, I mean, you never know. You never know what's going on, man. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, I don't know, man. To me, I don't think this was going on. I don't think this was going on back then. Because if it was, why would we be so shocked by it right now? Like, I think we shocked by the effect now. It's like, I ain't heard nobody come out from no part of town and say, man, we've been done. That shit been going on down here for years. So, I don't know. I just kind of feel like, I mean, this is something new. Yeah, I mean, we all experiencing that one time right now. Shit. Everything is going on and everybody's trying to cope with it. You know what I mean? We might get to the phase where people start homeschooling their kids just because of the effect of, you know what I mean, you can't even, your kids ain't protected at school anymore. That might be the new thing. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, I was thinking about the times that I was around teachers,
mm-hmm.
or just older people. Just older people in general when I was younger. But some teachers, but it's like, it felt like, I can't explain it. Sometimes I don't know if teachers was making passes at me or what. Cause I kind of felt like that was happening when I was younger. I mean, it's times where it clearly was. Now, I mean, like I said, in life, you know what I mean? Especially when I was like younger and I could like, cause my whole thing is me and you's like at a bus stop or something like that, or sit on the bus or something like that, or a train or whatever. What would make you have that much of a conversation with a 14 or 15 year old and you're 35, 40, 45? Mm. You know what I mean? It kind of seemed like different.
I feel you.
And you start picking up, now I mean, you start picking up on that, I mean, you just had some women that would come out and say that, you know, I'll take care of you. Why would you tell a 15-year-old that you're going to take care of me?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you got, I mean, you got some predatory people out here.
Damn, that'll fuck me. I wouldn't even know what to say. I'll take care of you. I'd be like, no, man, my mom take care of me. No, thank you. I wouldn't even know what to respond to that. My head, like, is not even in that space that I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about?
Then I forgot the, I can't remember if I saved another one. The last one I seen, like, I guess the woman she worked at, like, I guess, was it like a rec center or like a daycare or something like that? Or something like that, some after school program.
Mm-hmm.
And like, the mom, did I tell you about it when the mom, when the mother went through a phone?
Boy. The 10-year-old boy. Yeah. Yeah, that was a daycare center.
Yeah.
Daycare center. Yeah.
That's
daycare center.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Got them as a screensaver and.
Yeah.
You got.
Sending him pictures and anything.
Yeah, he got his name. Got her name saved under mommy.
Yeah, mama.
Like, yeah. Oh, like, mama. Yeah, that's like, it's wild to me, yo.
And yeah, like, that's super young, though. 10 is super young.
But that I don't even know if that was that sexual? Was that like some, she got some thing where she trying to replace
she,
that?
She
that,
grooming him, dog.
That, dude, that sound like some Lifetime movie or something like that. Like, I'm trying to replace your mom. Yeah, you see
she
what I'm saying?
Him, dog. She grooming him. Cause in the story she was like buying him clothes, buying him sweater, buying him clothes, buying him chains. You grooming him.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? What are you doing? Yeah, man. We need to start villainizing these females the same way that we do these males. You know what I'm saying? On the real, cause like the shit. We so passive with it when it comes to the field. I mean, you know, I laugh and I joke. You know what I mean, but you know, we talking about a serious matter, right? We be so passive with it with the females that they getting younger and younger and younger. It was a time you heard about it. It was just like the senior in high school or the junior in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now it's like middle school. Now you're talking about a 10-year-old. So the shit is getting younger and younger because we don't villainize the female the way that we do a male. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's almost to the extent like, you know what I mean? Just to use it as an example. When you was talking about how a female would be like, I ain't cheating on you because I was with another girl. So like socially, we be like, all right, that ain't cheating because you was another girl. So we don't look at it as harsh, as bad. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like, all right, you did it, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like we don't villainize them the way that we do a man. You know what I'm saying? Men get, man, listen. Men get they get took through the ringer for that. I mean, rightfully so. You should. They get took through the ringer for that. That's how come, you know what I'm saying? It's no way in hell the amount of women that we hearing that men ain't, you know what I'm saying, that they don't have them same urges. Yeah, don't that shit sick. But I know it's some men in the schools walking around with them urges. You know what I'm saying? Looking at these little girls, but you just like, man, if I did that, man, I'd be gone forever. You know what I'm saying? Because of the way that we treat them. A woman is allowed to, I'm not going to say it's allowed. A woman would be able to do that, to serve her time and come back and, you know what I mean, resume as a citizen. You know what I mean? She served her time. She did what she had to do. Everything is A-OK. A man, you can't come back to the same neighborhood after that. Bro, you got to leave, bro. You ain't safe over here. So, yeah, man. You know what I mean? Because, no, 10 years old, that sounds crazy. 10 years old? No, I don't, you know what I'm saying? That sound wild. You're a grown woman and you doing that to a 10-year-old boy? I don't understand that.
Huh.
That shit right there, I don't understand. What's going on in your mind that you don't got the mental capacity to hold a conversation with another man to intrigue him to want to be, you know what I mean, a partner for you? You know what I mean? Or why is it that you not trying to go after somebody in your age range? So come on, man. That, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going front. All right. What they did was wrong. We going to put them in jail. But like, what type of therapy do they get after that? Cause like jail time ain't going to correct the issue that you got with that. Jail time is only, that's only pacifying the wrong that I did, but it's still something wrong that I'm going to come out and I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? I might act on it again. So, you know what I mean? Like, do they go through some type of like mental, you know what I mean? Training or something like to see what's going on. Why did you do that? Jail time ain't going to fix that. They ain't gonna fix that at all. That's an urge. It's an urge. That's, you know what I mean? That's something that you, Why would you? That's an urge that you got. No, jail time ain't gonna fix that. Some people need help. They just need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. But I'm like, you know what I think it is too? I think that some of these women had the same problem that everybody want to jump up and say men got. You know what I mean? But as far as sex and all of that and access to it, stuff like that, I think that got something to do with it too. That people just thinking porn is just affecting men. No, I think that it's affecting women too. I think that this whole society, how we just hypersexualize everything and everybody, and every time you look online, is somebody half? I think that affects women too. I don't think that just affects men.
They human. It affects them. Yeah.
So now you're around somebody that you feel like is easy pickings.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't think that it's just men that are predatory. I think women can be predatory too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of what this is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because that is a problem in our society right now, where everybody is just everything is just hyped up, over sexualized everything. So now, say you're a woman and dating ain't going good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Getting all these dudes up in your face and ain't none of them worth nothing.
True.
You might be horny.
Yeah.
So you going to school and you watching a bunch of, teenage guys. And then now you just choose to go do something with one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's not too far-fetched.
Right.
That the same thing that's affecting men can affect women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You might, like a man might be horny. You know what I mean? So a man might be striking out.
Right.
So he might go mess around with somebody. Who's younger? They getting ready to get knock his head off for. Or that man might go and he might go pay for it.
Right.
Because he ain't having no luck right now. You know what I mean? Right. He's striking out. He going on dates and all that and talk. He ain't getting nowhere but no women.
Right. I agree.
But he might need it. So he might go by other means. I feel like this might be, this might be the same thing going on with women.
Right.
You know what I mean? A lot of these women may be, they may be single. Like you say, they might not have nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They might not have nobody. They might be having the same type of luck that men having. They might be striking out too. This guy ain't nothing. This guy ain't nothing. I don't like this guy. I don't like that guy. And then, you in school with somebody, and then, you teaching them, and that's ain't no, you, she giving it up to him,
right,
to the young boy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that that's too far-fetched.
Right.
That's what's going on. That could be one of the things that's going on. Or like you say, man, hurt people. Some of these people, they may have been preyed on when they was younger,
mm-hmm.
and they might do the same thing now.
Mm-hmm.
The one never checked, ain't never get no help. No, right. Nothing.
Right.
Because people businesses, that's family business. Know what I mean? This person might have been molested.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And all that type of stuff.
Right.
Might have been touched on. And a lot of families is, we don't let nobody know that. You know, that's family business. What go happen in this house, stay in this house, happen in this family. Don't talk to nobody outside of the family about none of that.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why I feel like that could play a part in it too. The same thing that's affecting men,
mm-hmm.
people say affect men, could be affecting women.
Yeah, maybe even on a larger scale, because as men, you have the understanding that if I attempt to have sex with a woman, there's a possibility she's gonna say no.
Mm-hmm.
I think with a woman, if a woman in her head, if I call this motherfucker up and tell him come here, regardless what time it is, he gonna do it. You know what I mean? I think women think that, like, if I say I'm ready to have sex with a motherfucker, it's go. Like, I mean, my probability of having sex is higher.
Because it's easier for them. Exactly. Because more men, because like I said, it's harder for men. So So like you said, now I mean, if you offering it, most men gonna take it. Hell just yeah. Because it's hard to come by. It's harder to come by for a man.
Right. And if you're a woman and you striking out like you said, like that, and you like, whoa, this shit not supposed to be this hard for me. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it could be that.
Know what I mean? Because you might want that too, but then you ain't got nobody in that phone you even wouldn't be bothered with.
Right. Exactly. I agree with you on
that. You know what I mean? So, like I said, know what I mean? You could become predatory too. Know what I mean? Females, know what I mean? Somewhat predatory too. Like, you know, it might be easier with that younger guy. You're always getting it. It ain't none of that commitment at all. None of that dates. It's just what you're using them for. Like I said, when I was younger, now I mean, now that I'm older, I realize I just got used for sex by older women. I just got used for sex. Know what I mean? So that's really what it was. It was the whole convenience of it and feeling like I don't have to deal with no nonsense.
Right.
I don't have to be in no relationship. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't have to deal. No. Know what I mean? She might felt controlled in the situation because it's okay. You're going to come over here and do what we do. And you're going to go on about your business until I hit you up again.
Right. On my terms.
Right. So
I don't got to worry about no dumb shit with him because he's young. He not into no, I mean, I don't got to worry about no lying. You know what I'm saying? All you know, all this
yeah,
shit
because I don't have to invest none of that in him.
Right.
We ain't got to be, I don't have to invest none of that in him. You know what I'm saying? And he gonna come running because I'm giving him access to sex.
Yeah.
Without having to deal with nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So I think that could play a part in it too.
Hell yeah. Though you said one of them joints, the lady said, Six teens ran a train on her. So they not just going through the act. They fulfilling fantasies, dog. They're fulfilling fantasies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now, dog. No, that's more than you just like, you know what I mean? I gotta scratch. I need somebody to scratch this itch. You know what I mean? You like my wildest dreams, I want them to come true. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, so that right there is they got, man, they trying to get their thing off too.
I mean, I feel you, but I guarantee you there's a line of grown niggas out here, grown men. I'm not saying just, you know what I mean, grown men that'll be willing to do that too. But like you said, I don't wanna go through the bullshit.
Yeah, but that don't no, every man would, but you don't feel like being bothered with
exactly,
himself.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, I mean, if you feel like, okay, he a nothing ass dude.
Right.
He gonna take it if I give it up to him.
Right.
Because that's a man.
Right.
Now, I mean, it's women that get on my damn nerves. But if they call me, ask me what I'm doing, I'm on it.
Right. I feel you. Yeah. Because they don't want the hassle that come with the man. You know what I'm saying? If I do that for him, he probably be hounding me all the time, thinking that we gonna do this all the time. See, with him, I can manipulate him. Listen, don't tell nobody because we can't let nobody know what we're doing. This is our little secret. When I hit you up, that's when we can do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And because you, like you said, because now I'm in a position where I'm feeling like I'm privileged to do this with you. I don't want to ruin this. So now what you tell me, I'm going to abide by. All right, you right. I ain't going to tell nobody. All right, you know what I'm saying? We just going to play it normal. When you say you ready, then I'm, you know what I mean? You do it so you give access to like to a grown man like that. He hitting you up every goddamn day. Yo, what's up with you today? I mean, what like what we did yesterday? She like, damn, you know what I mean? I call you when I'm ready. But you know, men, I'm always ready. You know what I'm saying? You did that shit for me. I feel like, what's going on tomorrow? What we doing then? What we doing then? I don't want to be hounded by that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When I'm ready, at the push of the button, when I say go, that's when we go. So yeah, man, it's the control too. You know what I mean? It's not just the fact of that. It's the fact that I can control the whole situation like you said. I control this whole situation. You know what I mean? When I say we gonna do what we gonna do, that's how we gonna do it. If I come to you and I tell you, yo, grab a couple of your friends and we gonna do it like that, that's how we gonna do it. I can control the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. This shit is wild, though. You know what I mean? I know I said, like, I don't think that shit probably would affect a kid, but It has to. On a reality side, it has to. Because now you put me in a position of this thing that you giving me, I'm more focused on this now than fucking school. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be in here doing some other shit. So now that you leave, the urge that you done built up in me, that shit don't subside. I need somebody else now to feel this urge that you put in me. Like you said, hurt people hurt people. So now I need somebody, because these urges I got that I wasn't thinking about. I wasn't thinking about this shit before. Now I am. You know what I'm saying? So who can I continue this with? Yeah, man, that shit don't stop.
But I was thinking about, like, you starting to see it more and more, and I don't know if it's because people are just getting quit. It's always been like this,
mm-hmm.
or just got turned up a notch. But some of these moments, I'm looking like, I probably, even if I was a kid, I probably wouldn't even touch you.
You said if you wasn't a kid?
If I was a kid, I wouldn't even touch, wouldn't even touch you.
Okay.
But some of these women you be seeing, they're like, they are fairly attractive. Yeah. So, like I said, I don't know what may happen in their past to a point that, I don't know, they might just be...
That shit probably bad for...
Never in the cycle.
Probably bad for the teachers, too. Because, you know, we joked a couple episodes about the teachers that just dress provocatively. Because they body, you know what I'm saying? You know, the shape of your body is going to... your figure is going to show some things. So for the teachers that's not even doing nothing, right? But you, that's how you look. You know what I mean? For certain students that think that they can do, oh, all right, she probably with it. Shit, she come in here looking like that. You know what I'm saying? So now I got to go through the dumb shit, and I don't do that. I don't, you know what I mean, participate in them acts. But you just looking at me thinking that, you know what I mean, oh, maybe I can get over on her. You know what I'm saying? You a senior or you a junior in high school. Now you hitting on a teacher. Now I got to go through this shit. Yeah, man, that shit crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, I just, that been on my mind for like a few weeks. Every time I see like it pop up that I'm starting to see more and more teachers that are like getting arrested and all that because yeah, man, it's not to say that they don't get coverage, but like whenever you hear about a male teacher doing something,
mm-hmm.
It just seemed like it'd just be more outrage to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even though some of these women are being arrested too and all that, it don't feel like it's the same outrage for them.
Mm-mm.
Because which is partly men's fault for treating it like it's an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
If you were an older woman, like if you a kid and you end up messing around with a grown woman, that's looked at like a badge of honor, like you accomplished something. So right. Part of, so we can't blame women for that. I mean, the women that do those things is wrong, but as men, we gotta stop like, for one, encouraging that, and then thinking that that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like praised by men.
Yeah, we champion.
You know what I mean? If you 14, 15, and you go say you just had sex with a 30-year-old, you praise for that.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? That starts with us. As men, we got to stop looking at that in our society as being a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
As, no, that might have messed you up as far as relationships and all of that. But we looking at it as, yo, she made you a man. How'd she make you a man? You know what I mean? We got to stop having that reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
When we find out somebody done lost, kid done lost their virginity, but to a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing, man, listen, she, you know what I mean? She made you a man. Or a woman telling you that. You know what I mean? I telling you, I'll make you a man. How you make me a man? You know what I mean? I'm 15, so, and you're like 40.
Right.
So why are we even like having that? You be thinking like, so I used to think like that, like, yo, is she really all up in my, like all over me trying to talk to me. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, you, you like 40 or you like 35. Like, now, I mean, this is back when I was young. You know what I mean? Of course, like I said, this is back when I was young. I'm like, you such and such years old. You like my mom age. Mm. You know what I mean? But women like not caring, just praying. I mean, just preying on people. You know what I mean? But that's how it is, man. Our society is kind of, when it comes to sex, we just, by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. But if a man or a woman to get what they want, any means necessary, they got to become predatory. If I'm a person want it and it's somebody who wanted the age, well, I do this for you, I do that for you. Cause it's not just men saying that the girls. Mm-hmm. Is grown women saying that the boys too.
Right.
I'll buy you this and I'll buy you that. How many times I done heard that when I was a kid growing up? I do this for you, I do that for you. Know what I mean? Do your mom do this for you? Your mom do that for you? Because I would. I'll buy you this and I'll buy you that. You know what I mean? Do she buy you sneakers? Do she buy you video games? Because I wouldn't mind doing that. I'll do that for you.
Right.
And as a grown man now, I think back to that and I was like, no, that's very predatory.
Yeah,
but when you tell a grown man that, I would have jumped on that young buck. You crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm talking, she'd have made a man out of you. So now it's like part of the reason why the dysfunction is going on. You know what I mean? That's part of the reason why the dysfunction is going on.
Right.
And like I said, even when you got grown men with young, with underage girls, oh, it's cool as long as you're taking care of everybody. Well, this nigga's he's a 25-year-old drug dealer and she 15.
Right.
But it's cool because he paying her mom bills.
Right, right.
He gave her mom money to get her hair done too. Mm. So now you looking the other way. You do know he a grown man and you know, because it was chicks that got pregnant by, well, who the dad? Dad ain't in here. That's some grown man.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? So now, later on when it's all bad, or he ain't making no money no more, he go to jail, or now he just the worst person ever. And she was a little girl. Well, y'all was cool with it when we had a pocket full of money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, I do think damage can be done. Now, I mean, like I said, man, we got to, the first thing first is, as men, we got to stop championing. Now, you say you got to stop championing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that can affect people's relationships. So now you done spent your whole teenage years having sex with a bunch of grown women. And then now you trying to bond with somebody anywhere in there around your age. You don't even have the patience to do it. You don't know nothing. You don't understand. You know what I mean? You don't even want to do it. Because you would just spent the whole time in high school having sex with grown ass women. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You've been touched on. So now that could affect your mind when it comes to relationships and all that.
Mm.
Like I said, man, it's people very predatory out here.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, just because it don't seem like it, it's not mean it's predatory. Just because it's a grown woman with a little boy don't mean it's not predatory. Just because it ain't no grown man up in some little girl face, some young girl face, talking about he going to buy us something and he going to pay to get ahead, then it don't mean it's not predatory. No, that's predatory too. You know what I mean? You come with this, you know what I mean? You be predatory and come with a smile on your face and be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I just wanted to talk about that because that was on my mind for the last few weeks that I started to see it. You're starting to see that more and more and more and more. And like, it's a lot of, but it ended up being a lot of teachers having sex with students and stuff like that. And it's not just males because I know, you see that on the news when it's a man, but you're starting to see that more and more now that it being women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like, you know, it been going on for a while, but you don't find out till the mother of the child, you know what I mean, find out.
Right.
Then that's when she, oh, hell no. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
you're
right.
And I do, and this is the crazy thing that they be, like you said, about some of the women, about how some of they dress, some of these mothers is jealous of how a woman look.
Mm-hmm.
and all that, that don't mean she doing a goddamn thing with no student.
True, true.
Or nobody. You see what I'm saying? Because how some of these women look, I'm looking like, y'all don't look nothing like how these, some of these teachers look that y'all be on about she can't work here, she can't help how she look,
right,
how she dress. I'm saying that's how her body look.
Right.
Because some of these pictures of some of these women that I done seen, I'm looking like, no, if I was a kid, I probably wouldn't even talk, you know what I mean? Know what I mean? But you know, when you're a kid, you might just need access to it. You're given access to it. And like you said, you got women on here probably fulfilling their fantasies and all that.
Yeah, dog, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You get a train ran on you?
Yeah, that's wild, dog. Six students? You had six students at one time? That's crazy, dog.
Know what I mean? You getting a train ran on you? That's some old 50 Shades of Grey, I'm fulfilling slut fantasies and all that.
Shit grown, it's grown men that never did nothing like that. So when you put me in that position and I'm a teenager, the fuck do I know what to do?
You out here figure it out.
You out here talking this whole situation.
Yeah. You don't know what you trying to find out.
Yeah, I feel you right, but like, you're trying to
find out.
You talking me through the whole situation because I'm like, damn, I never thought in my wildest dream I'd be doing this right now. I'm still a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, man, that's crazy, man.
So, yeah, man, I ain't gonna make this joint too much longer, man. But that was on my mind for like a few weeks. You know what I mean? Especially the joint that I seen where it's like the joint like was at the daycare or whatever. Now, I guess
that was wild.
I guess he go there for like after school and all that.
That was wild.
And yeah, that joint was crazy.
That was wild just to have a back and forth thread conversation with a 10-year-old.
Listen, man.
Like,
yeah.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like you really talking to him every day. Like he a grown man. Yeah, like,
dog, what? Come on, man. Like, you really?
And you like buying him stuff. Like, he not at home. Like, his mom ain't gonna notice that he got on clothes that she ain't getting.
Right.
Where you getting this stuff from?
Right.
You just walk in the house with brand new clothes and sneakers on that she didn't buy you. Where you thinking that he got it from?
There's no way in the world we can even though, like we said, it didn't, well, we only know what we were sold. From what we were sold, it didn't get like sexual, right? But when you leave your job and now you home and you still thinking about my 10-year-old that you're texting them, that's not innocent no more.
Listen, I'm gonna send him this picture.
That's not innocent no more. You texting them while you home. Nah, man. That's crazy. I don't understand how we, but you know what? Just like you said before about how we are as males, females champion that shit too. When the older female is messing with a younger male, that's championing for them too. Not to the extent of what we talking about, like, you know what I mean, teenagers.
Yeah, I know
but
what you mean.
If you're a 40-year-old woman, I you messing with a 30, that's championing to them too. You know what I mean? They applaud shit like that.
Which I don't understand the whole, now, I mean, the whole age gap thing, why people so super, super upset about it. Now, I mean, a man gonna mess with somebody a little younger. Now, I understand that some of this stuff be a little odd to me, but like I said, it's hard to judge a man. Like, all right, my man, Russell Simmons' daughter. Everybody jumping up on that now.
Yeah.
I don't know what her preference is. I don't know what she like. You know what I'm saying? But it's, you mad at the man. Like, is he forcing her to be with her? No. True, so she might have a thing where that's her preference.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody want to be mad at the man about that. But like you said, when the woman is older, that's, you know what I mean? You go, girl, you know what I mean?
We watch movies about shit like that.
Cougar energy and all that nonsense.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I'm like, when it's a man want to be with a younger girl,
he a creep.
Now, I mean, a woman, I mean, it's something wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Not to say that, like the woman ain't got no choice in that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because what you gonna say? She come from nothing because she don't.
Right.
You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
She come, you know what I mean? She come from a very well-off family. That could just be her preference.
Right.
Women are allowed to have their preference, men are not, though.
No.
You know what I mean? But like I told you, I already personally feel about the whole age gap thing. Most women I deal with at this age, chances are going to be like a few years younger than me. You wouldn't be that goddamn, you know what I mean? You ain't going to be 20 years younger than me. That's just my personal thing.
I feel you on that.
Because I feel like at the age, sometimes the age gap get too far apart that we may not have nothing in common. What are right. we going to do? And then as time go on, you're going to be way younger than me. You're going to be with somebody that's that much older than you. How long are you going to do that?
Right.
So that's why I don't go that young. Because I feel like, all right, we together 7-8 years. I'm 50 and you ain't even 30 yet. You gonna still want to be with me?
Right. Too few likes, too many dislikes.
So right. that's just my thinking.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But some people, like you said, you know what I mean? When it's an older woman, that's cool. You know what I mean? If you mm-hmm. popped out with a 21-year-old guy.
Oh yeah.
Know what I mean? You're gonna have more people liking the dislike. You might have some people that dislike it, but some of y'all got to get off the whole age gap thing. Now, if the gap is super wide like that, cool, I understand that. But a few years, that's how some of y'all ain't got no type of life experience or nothing like that. Y'all saying somebody that's 5 years older shouldn't be with somebody 5 years younger than them. Somebody, oh my God, this person's right. No, this person is like 35 and that chick is 28. It's not that, you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, you're right.
That's not that far off.
Really. That's nothing. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's not that far off. Some of y'all just ain't got no life experience. Don't know what the hell y'all talking about. Y'all not, now I mean, y'all just talk because the internet just give y'all a voice and an opinion.
Plus, in what perfect world is you gonna find the match for you that's your exact age? You fall for whoever you fall for.
Listen,
you
know man, what I'm most the majority of relationships, the man is older.
Exactly.
Is a few years older.
Yeah.
Now I mean, if you go out here and just ask people ages that's together, that's married. You know what I'm saying? The man is always a few years older.
Right.
Majority of the time. How many people there the same with somebody the same exact age? They ended up with somebody the same exact age unless they've been with that person since high school.
Right.
Since high school or college. That's the only time I ever hear that they're the same age.
Yeah.
Because they met in high school. They've been together since high school or since college. That's the only time I ever hear that they are the same age. Majority of the time, the man is always a few years older than the woman.
Yeah.
It's always like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we ain't the same exact age or something wrong with that. Half y'all ain't got no type of life experience in this show. Now, I mean, a lot of y'all grew up, now I mean, spent the majority of y'all life that's grown up, was the majority of y'all life online in this show.
Yeah.
Some of y'all ain't got no type of real world experience. No, it's always been an age gap. Most relationship areas an age gap. Now the gap may not be no 20 years.
Right. Exactly.
But it's always a few years gap. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, motherfuckers were telling you that don't even realize that they mom and they dad got an age gap. It's always been like that.
Because that's just I just want to have something to say online. Go ask your mom and your dad age. Unless they've been together since high school or college or something like that, I guarantee your dad is a few years older than your mom.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And some of y'all, that's the least of y'all concerns. Because some of y'all spend your whole life thinking this dude, that person is your dad, ain't even your damn dad.
Yeah,
and some of y'all ain't going to never know. You know what I mean?
Find that on his deathbed.
You know what I'm saying? That's
crazy.
No, that man done passed on and gone and thought you was a child his whole life. He know that man done passed on. You know what I'm saying? He in the damn afterlife. Then when your mom ready to go, that's when she tell you.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or some of y'all ain't going to never know. Some of y'all ain't going to never get told. Some of y'all think your father is not your father. But that's a whole different story for another day. You know what I'm saying?
Because
a lot
of y'all said is though, like y'all mothers is really doing that.
A lot of y'all people don't
games,
listen,
man.
Dog. It's people that don't find that out until they get older.
Yeah,
and they get sick.
I'm about to say, yo, that's what
I need
about
a
say.
Kidney.
Like, yeah,
I need a blood transfusion.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah.
Now I mean, you find out that when you go try to give, you go try to help your parent out. Your father, that ain't your father.
That's what I'm about to say. Then that's when that shit get dangerous.
Y'all don't even match.
Right.
Like, huh? You don't even match. That's not even your dad. It's no probability that that's your father.
Exactly. What?
Know what I mean?
That shit's dangerous.
Know what I mean?
You can't play like that.
Know what I mean?
You cannot play like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, know what I mean? We gonna do a show about that too. Know what I mean? Because one of them stories I heard was crazy, man. old head done lived his whole life. Now, I mean, he like a senior citizen now, found out his kids ain't his kids. Know what I mean? Yeah, it was crazy, man. But you know, I mean, might as well wrap this one up, man.
Yeah. Hey, that's wild, man. Like we said, man, you know, because we got a younger audience that listens to us, man. If you went through a situation like that, man, yeah, I mean, reach out to somebody if you quiet. Yeah, I mean, let them know what's going on, because like we said, we don't know what the effects of that could be. Yeah, I mean, as you grow up and get older, so it's better that you deal with those issues now. You know what I'm saying? If you a child and you going through those situations right now with a teacher, man, let somebody know. You know what I mean? Because people out here, listen, people prey on people all the time. You don't want to be the person to get preyed on. But, you know what I mean? Like I said, we appreciate y'all, man. We thank y'all. It's the Earn an ISO show. Y'all, we out of here. Peace.